pop off. Yeah, yeah, pop off. Yeah, pop off. Yeah, 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 pop off. Yeah, yeah. Rockin' Louis V clothes, I got ice cream stones. Talking to me wrong about this skinny bitch at home. Rockin' pop off. Yeah, pop off. Yeah, 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 pop off.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This episode, well, excuse me, another episode of Sneakers Ruin My Life, episode 25. It's your boy, Sean P.
It's your boy, Duffy.
And guess what? I love y'all so much. We're not going to talk about sneakers. We're going to talk about y'all damn financial and how to buy a damn house. Let me stop. I'm sorry. I'm just playing, guys. Okay. Look, my special guest is going to teach you how to buy a house. And guess what? Once you learn and get your damn credit right, you're going to get her, okay? You're going to tap in, call her, text her, DM her, none of that weirdo shit, and say, hey, I'm ready to buy a house. My fiance, my beautiful fiance, Ivory Mayala.
Hey.
Hey,
what's
girl
up, y'all?
Hey, girl.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, I appreciate you coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I really wanted you on the show, of course, on a serious note, to, of course, teach individuals, because a lot of people just doesn't know about how to buy a house, about their credit, if they run into this scenario, how can they get out of it, and, you know, vice versa. So
just,
you know,
educate.
Yeah, so, you know, knowledge is definitely power, you know. There's some stuff I don't know about or whatever. I can't speak for him, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't know everything about. Yeah, so why not have a real estate agent like yourself that knows pretty much everything? You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
So, first of all, back to the sneakers. What's your kick of the day?
I have on the Concords.
Yeah.
Y'all can't see them, but they're right here.
Yes, sir.
I know my followers probably want to see.
Yes. Yes.
I have on those.
So the reason, sweetheart, the reason why that Concord is because the thing on the bottom.
Oh, okay? I don't know.
Because the color on the bottom. But yeah, that's a very popular shoe, 11. So back to real estate. So,
yes, sir.
Introduce yourself to the people that may not know you and who you are. Just give them a little rundown.
Give us a little rundown, ma'am.
Yeah. So it's your girl, Ivory Mayala, ATL native. I am also a community manager by day, a Georgia realtor, a credit consultant, and many other things. A dope friend, awesome sister, mother, friend. I said that already, but yeah. Oh, and his sexy fiance.
I was definitely waiting on that. But anyway.
The dance.
She learned it from Ty and Amari, but it's all good.
Whatever.
So, serious note, guys. So we're gonna break it down now. So, what made you say I want to sell houses? Like, what did you always want to sell houses, or?
Absolutely not. But I think that I got into property management. So when I got into property management, that is actually, I believe, is for me, it was a prerequisite. So dealing with families all the time, housing people, and then it's like the end goal is purchasing a home.
Correct.
So, of course, getting an apartment, then the house.
Right. So I also want you to break it down, like, how hard it is, like, with, as far as the real estate, as far as the test, the grind, because
I got a question.
This shit ain't easy. Like,
no, it's not. And it's a lot of people that are actually becoming real estate agents or trying, but just because you see us doing it and it's all glitz and glamour, it's hard. The test itself, you actually have to take the course, whether it be online or in class. Once you take that, you have to test out of the class.
You finna buy some more shoes?
Oh, that's my drop. That's my drop. That's my drop.
You finna buy some more shoes?
You
finna buy some more shoes?
All right,
stop.
All right, serious again. Go.
Okay. So, actually, speaking for myself, I actually had to take the class twice. I did not test out of the class the first time. I failed. I went back, took it again. And
way
then,
to not give up.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't going to give up. So, I was so close. That's why I went back. So, With that being said, I text out the second time, and then I went on to take the state exam. And I did not pass the first time. I passed the second time.
Hey, way to keep it going, hey.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know people that have taken the test like four times. So
I know someone took it 20 times.
There's nothing wrong with failing that course. Just make sure if you really want it, just
keep going. I actually studied day and night. I really did.
Oh, trust me. I know. Like, I was reading shit.
That's how bad I wanted it.
No, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I mean, but you're supposed to be supportive. You're supposed to be there. Like,
yeah, I highly recommend taking it in class, in person with a teacher where you can just, you can ask questions.
Right.
And online, if you're a person that know how to do stuff online, it's on you. But me, no, I cannot function that way.
You need an interaction.
Yeah, absolutely. I just needed to, I was inquisitive. I had to ask my teacher questions. Yeah. So it was some things I didn't know, especially the math. So,
yeah,
I love
not a
math.
Mad person. Good for you, Jeff, but not me.
Sorry.
I can count some money, but I'm not good at math.
Yeah,
my name is Duffy.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just like
Duffy.
So, step one.
Yes.
Give me step one.
I would definitely say.
Use us for example. We want to buy a house. Mm-hmm. So,
hold on. Let me ask a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you said the first step was. Apartment, and then a goal is to get a house.
Yes.
Do you suggest you get that apartment first?
You don't have to.
Because I'm like, why do I want to pay rent if I can get the house?
That was just my journey as to why I did it. I was always in the apartment industry. So I'm like, you know what? Hey, might as well sell home.
So do you suggest renting to see?
No. If you're a person and you stay at home with your mom, that's the best time to really save.
Yeah.
And prepare for a house. And then
jump in just to get a house.
Mm-hmm.
A difference between townhouses and houses?
Yeah, absolutely. So houses are just single homes. And then, good question. And then
ready to pot. Go ahead.
Townhomes are attached. So, and then it's more to it when you are attached to another dwelling.
So is the loans different? It's the same thing. So the same approval stages you go to. It's the same thing for a townhouse or either home.
Mm-hmm.
Are the mortgages the same, like 30 years or 15 years?
It's solely up to you. If you want a 15-year mortgage, your payment is going to be higher, but you will pay the house off quicker. And if you do 30 years, which is the most, people do 30 years because they don't want to, pay that much a month.
I know, I feel like I'm finished.
No, go ahead. Keep them coming.
What's the difference between like a flex mortgage? Like I've been hearing like a
flex
mortgage.
You see who's about to buy a house?
Huh?
I mean... That's the ultimate goal. But like she said, it's the ultimate goal. The flex mortgage is something like where people say they pay a certain amount, right? Like we can get approved for it.
Mm-hmm.
And say they go up 10 years, so they didn't pay. So now they don't owe as much money. The mortgage actually goes down because the money they have to pay for it is not the same anymore.
You know what?
It's probably something from your book, huh?
Yeah, I learned it in school. That was 3 years ago. I don't remember, but that's a something type of mortgage. But it's to each its own. You know, if you're a person you want to get it paid off quicker, then, yeah, most definitely do that. But if you, like me, I just refinanced my house. I know I'm not going to be there forever, but, I refinanced for a cheaper house payment, and I know I'm going to buy another house real soon, but I do want to keep that house. And I pulled my equity out, so I'm getting a real bag. Don't rob me. I'm about to get a real big, big bag in a minute from refinancing my house.
So that is going to, congratulations for sure. So you're going to use that as the rental property? Like, say some people want to get in it just for flipping houses or rental properties.
Mm-hmm.
Are they looking for the $50,000, $60,000 house to try to sell for $100,000? Or are you looking for a $200,000 house that you can sell? So what's the best flip? Or is it like you just got to find a good property and hope for the best?
And it's all about the area, too. So, but definitely, if you want to get in and flip, going to buy a house that's 200 and something thousand would not benefit you unless you're about to flip that shit for 400,000.
Facts.
So, most of the time, people go get something for like under 100,000. Mm-hmm. And then, depending on the market, they fix it up and then flip it and get a profit off the sale.
What is the market looking like now?
Awesome. It's the perfect time to buy. The interest rates are at all time low. I've seen
commercial.
I've seen the lowest.
Yo, man.
Hey. They're like 2.3, also depending on the type of loan that you get. So that's like for VA, though. So come on, babe. Me and you going to get a 2.3 interest rate. And
yeah, bruh, me getting a 2.3. You can get more than one house, nigga.
But, no, we're not buying a house for you.
No, I'm going to pay for it.
No, he going to move into the Locust house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can't move into my house if you want
What you
to.
Taxing?
That's not air. Your business.
No, no, no.
What's
I'm talking
my
about.
Profit?
No, 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 no. 12. How much you charging me 12. For the rent?
Oh, 12. Honestly, 12. I mean, I'll look out for you, but it's not 12, sweetheart. I appreciate you saying it, but it's not 1,200.
It's more?
Yeah, my house, the houses in that neighborhood, 3-bedroom, they lease for 1,400. And I know, I mean, you know, I know you.
Well, it's better than
fan,
an apartment. Apartments are going for 15.
I gotta get a cap too.
No, no, I'm off. You know, first off, we family. We're gonna let this money circle around. You know,
all right, cool, 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 cool.
But yeah, no, there's something to talk about. Yeah, for sure. Man, I do. Was looking at like, just so I really don't want to get in an apartment. I have too many shoes to go into a fucking apartment. I can't lie.
Yeah, you really have. I think from what I saw, you have enough shoes to have its own bedroom.
I gotta like, have a room.
Yeah,
so
for your shoes.
I gotta have a house where I can do my alarm, like the apartment shit. Mm-hmm. Even though you can get the renter's insurance, it's still not enough. It's still not. I still don't feel secure in an apartment. I need to be able to,
you know what,
throw my camera surveillance up and be able to air some shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. This is really after hours. Sorry, y'all. Let me get back professional. But yeah, no. So back to the rental property. So yeah, I would definitely looking into. I'd rather. Yeah. Either the rent to own or lease before, even if I have to take that step before purchasing a house, I really don't want to have to get an apartment. Like I said, I don't. It's
I
not
mean,
gonna benefit me.
If you
me.
Want to show established rental history, do for like a 6-month lease.
The apartment.
Mm-hmm. 6 months somewhere just to show that you were able to, you know, pay something.
But
for
I can do that with you,
time.
Right?
You absolutely can.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm about to say if it's the same thing as renting a house, then because you still have to fill out a form or something, right?
Yeah. In a verification form.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we go get it. We got to rock and roll somehow.
All right. Just let me know when you're ready.
Whenever y'all move the fuck out the house. No, I'm just playing.
So I want to get into this. So, I'm going to go to both. So, two characters, right? So, I'm the guy with the low credit.
Yep.
Duffy's the one with the high credit. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to start with me. I have, and this is no shade to people with bad credit. Like, my credit's not perfect. Like, don't look like, damn, did that. So, give me a number. What's up? A bad credit number
that you can get approved. It's like a 500 or something, right?
Yeah, 500. It's cool, but you don't want to buy a house.
So
with
I got 550. So tell me what I need to do.
You need to get your credit score up at least to a 580. Okay. 580 is FHA's minimum.
Okay.
So, but I mean, you can definitely obtain a home, but you don't want to do that with the interest rate. I mean, if you're a person that just wants the house and you don't care what the monthly mortgage is,
right.
Have at it. Yeah, but you just I don't suggest that. I always say the minimum 620, and they're on their phones.
Oh, I'm taking notes, Ashley.
Oh, you put your
580 H. See, look,
yeah.
This
okay,
is
cool,
real
cool,
shit
cool,
that
cool.
I'm doing. I don't know what he's doing, but I know I'm doing. I'm taking my notes so I can know. So okay. I won't have to be calling you like, what you said we need to have again?
Yeah, so if you like 580, if you just really want to get into that house, but like I said, I would highly recommend a 620 credit score minimum.
Okay. So Duffy has a high credit.
That's easy. Most lenders love people like him. So it's an easy foul. He would just, if he has like great scores, that is generally high. Let's probably, we'll say now 680, great score, 700, 720, anything above. You're going to have an awesome interest rate. Your foul could go through underwriting easily with great credit scores. Of course, if you've been on your job a good amount of time, a great savings, you do have the down payment. Those are the people that we love too.
Do you need to have a certain amount in your savings to like?
The worse the credit, the higher the down payment, right?
No, actually, the down payment depends on the purchase price of the house and also the type of loan that you're getting.
All right, bad credit loan. I know they don't get approved for all the types of loans. So,
No, I mean you can get a FHA loan with a 580.
Okay.
With a 580.
So 580, that's the lowest you get the FHA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get that loan. Mm-hmm. What is a down payment normally? Is it like you said, it's based off the price?
The purchase
I'm sure they're
price.
Not approving a $300,000 house for the person with a 580.
It's possible, but I mean, if you have a realtor and if you got people that are supporting this move, they're going to tell you, listen, I mean, work on your scores a little bit, at least get it to 600, 620.
Okay.
You know, and it'll benefit you in the end, in the long run.
That's very good that you're honest and not like a car salesman.
No. I wouldn't dare.
You think that's to discourage people, like, if you say, maybe you need to get your credit right.
It may discourage them. And I get a lot of people in my DM, they have like 5-something credit scores. And I am, if you work with me, I am that agent that, no charge, I will fix your credit for you or help you just to get you in that house. Because you're so close. So I don't turn people away just because they have a 5-anything credit score. It's just a couple of things.
You never asked.
He never asked. You never asked.
I'm not the credit fixer.
I'm right here. You
Mr.
got my phone
store
number.
Manager.
Mr. Shoe store manager. But yeah, I mean, so even like last year, I had this program. It's called, it was a mummy credit makeover. So I had 5 people that pretty much signed up for it. And all you had to do was do, like, I think I had you post my flyer or something like that. And then the only thing that I wanted you to do was commit to fixing your credit. So I actually have somebody that's closing November the 7th. Can I get the claps? Can I get the claps? Hey, that was in the program. And, yeah, she stayed down. She got her credit right, and she's in the high 7th right now. Shout out to Mercedes. I don't know if you want here.
What's happening, Mercedes? Congratulations.
Yeah. Yep. Whoop, whoop.
How long did it take her to get there?
She started last year sometime. What are we at? She started the end of the year last year.
So 12 months is normally what you need to repair?
And it really does depend on the person and the credit profile. So you're like me, it took me a minute to fix my credit. I really effed up my credit. And it was because I didn't know. Like, nobody teaches us that we need to have good credit. I got me a $200 Macy's card, and I fucked it up the same day. Like, I spent the whole $200, and I didn't pay anything back. No, I bought some stuff from Macy's. That was my first credit card.
$200 card from Macy's?
Yeah,
You didn't buy nothing.
I used my credit card.
No, he's trying to say, what the hell you get from Macy's for $200?
It was a baby fat dress back in the day. I bought me some little shorts.
Yeah, that was back in the day.
I bought me some good stuff.
20 years ago.
A bottle of cologne was $150.
I bought some good stuff from Macy's.
Don't try to get no Creed. $320.
Yeah, but, oh, congratulations. Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. I have my Instagram live right now.
Shout out to them.
Hey, do your thing. Hey, y'all make sure y'all follow us too. Sneakers_ruin_my_life right now.
I think I should change it. Y'all should do like, I know you.
You made it.
I know, but it's like when you say it sounds so long.
That was
Sneakers
said.
_ruin_my_life. Okay, yeah, I did a couple of that. So. But yeah, one of y'all was asking me, where should you start, right? Okay, both of y'all was asking me that. I have some notes, but I'm going to go off the top of the dome.
Well, you decide which one you want to answer. So I was going to ask you, what's like the common questions you get? So we can like answer it, you know.
And get it out the way?
Yeah.
So it's several. First of all, they always slide in my DM and ask me, hey, Ivory, what do I need to do to buy a house? That's the first question. Okay. What does my score need to be? What type of loan, you know, should they try to apply for? How much they should have in their savings? How long they should be on their job? And then for people who are not working lately, I've been getting, like, does unemployment count as some income? So, but to answer that question, no. No bank that I know of is accepting unemployment as an income right now. I know y'all getting that bag. I don't know. They cut it off, though, right?
I didn't get that shit.
I'm sorry.
I've been working. Blessed. Thank you, God.
Yeah, thank God that we were able to, you know, maintain a job through this pandemic. You know, shout out to God for that. So, for the people who are here and still working, yeah. Send one up.
You know what?
Send one up.
No, I'm not going to say that on air. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so go on to your step one. What you about to say?
You need to be mentally prepared. And I say that because if you know that you're about to make this big purchase and you're a person that you're not a good saver, you're a big spender, with a house comes with expenses. So you have to mentally prepare for to become a home buyer as well. So it's not about just getting those keys and, hey, y'all got me a house. You're going to have, you got, if you live in an apartment, it's probably a more expensive light bill, more expensive. You got lawn care. You got things that break. So you have to understand it's a little bit more than just getting those keys, you know. You sacrificing if you have a like bad spending habits. You really used to buying shoes like you guys are.
Sneakers ruined my life.
I think I've gotten better as far as that's why I want to take care of my responsibilities first.
Yeah.
And then I say, let's go wish.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bay. He's getting better. His credit is getting better.
Are the bills paid, right?
The bills are paid.
I'm good to go. I'm good to go.
Baby got good credit scores now, I think. Yeah. Or have you ruined them?
No, I'm good to go now.
Okay, good.
I'm good to go. I mean, it could be better, but I'm good, though. I'm Gucci.
Okay.
Yeah. I had a question on the brain fart. Go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Okay. So, yeah, back to it. So, what on Forrest, the repairing side, where are you fixing, actually, for them to get approved? Like, are you getting the negative remarks taken off? Are you, like, writing them people, asking them to take something off? Are they paying it off?
Okay.
Like, because I'm the type, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I literally got, like, $2,400, maybe $3,000 worth of debt. It's really low, yeah. That I could just cash out on it, I know, if I stop buying shoes.
That you probably have already, you know, spent that much on shoes.
So, I could pay that off.
Go on.
So, say I pay that off, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I know my credit score don't get impacted. Like, even though I heard you say, you know, Credit Karma don't be fucking us over. So, say, if you pay this off, right, and say it goes up 23 points if you pay this or 21 points if you negotiate or whatever the case may be. So, say those things that I pay off and it goes up 23 points. Right, is that true or are they fucking me over?
Well,
I haven't talked to anybody. That's why I'm asking.
No, that's fine. I appreciate the questions. You actually just said a lot. I want to go back to the dispute letters or disputing whatever's on your credit. So I'm just going to use myself for an example. Like, I clearly cleaned up my credit with the great help of Credit Karma. The most accurate thing about Credit Karma is my accounts that were on there. My scores were not accurate, but every single account that was on my credit report with Credit Karma was right.
Okay.
So now... back to the dispute part. I disputed all that shit.
Okay.
And regardless if it belonged to me or not, I don't remember, you know? So I want to say most of it came off literally just with the click of a button, dispute. And the only one account was that wasn't budging was Credit One Bank. Credit One Bank.
Want they money.
They do not. They like... Nope, this short. Nope, I said it short. They was not trying to hear. So
you had to pay that?
I did. So that was like the one thing
did
I
did. You
paid.
Negotiate it or you just paid what you owe?
I actually did not pay it in full. I settled.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a difference, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So with the settling, I know it doesn't give you much of a positive impact as it would if you did it full out. But what's the difference? Like, do you recommend that route? Or is that one of those routes you just take if you don't have the funds to pay it off? You just want to get it off of there.
It's a win-win situation, but you kind of win more if you pay it off in full. But what I always recommend is if you're a person and they're asking you to pay it in full, it's like a pay in full for delete. Delete the whole account. If you pay this thing in full, I don't want to even see it on my credit report. So you guys can come to those type of agreements, do it.
Do you do that for us? I mean, you very articulate. Are you telling these people? I'm not telling my client to pay you this whole $4,000, $3,400 or whatever.
And you know what? It depends on how many more points they need. You know, you're going to get more points, of course, if you pay it in full.
Yeah.
And then most of the time, if we're in underwriting, we don't want it on the account. We want it completely removed. So I get clients, they just go ahead, look, I'll go ahead and pay it off. Because they're in that moment where they're almost to that house. So they're willing to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So pay it in full, get a paid in full letter, and it's done and closed. But if you're a person and you just still working towards, you got a couple of months out, just settle in full.
So,
go ahead.
This letter, is it important that you have the copy of this letter? Because if it's not off of there, do you say it's supposed to be? Like, how does that work?
No. Like if you are going through the home buying process and they need it off, you need that letter. You really need that letter. But most of the time, they'll get it to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's just all about, you know, negotiating.
Gotcha. I ain't gonna lie. I was, when I first moved back here from L.A., and I already knew I moved back here for the house, and I was getting my credit wasn't bad. Like I said, I don't have that much on there still, but I was getting what I had on there worked off. It's like the lawyers. What's the lawyer company? Lexington Law.
Lexington Law.
Lexington Law. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. I paid them maybe $39 or something when I signed up.
Yeah.
And they dropped something off so damn fast. When I say 24 hours, I was like, oh, shit, my credit gonna be perfect in no time.
You know what? I was actually going to speak on that. If you're a person that's just always on the go, you don't have the time to fix your own credit, then I would, of course, hire people like them. And then, you know, there's so many people on Instagram that fix credit now.
I don't trust those folks.
Well, you know what? Because it's another person and it's not a company, so I totally get that. But I am the type of person that I did so much research on fixing credit that I was like, I'm gonna do this myself. So I mean, I put the time in it, and you know, here I am now. I'm about to buy me another house, but an investment property. So I'll have three homes.
I'm all about
homes.
That investment property. That's the way. I'm telling you.
Yeah. So
tell them
I really just want to, and I said this on the last podcast, my end goal is to, you know, have my assets pay for my liabilities. Mm-hmm. So about 4 or 5 homes will pay for my lifestyle, you know, me, my family, and everything else that I like to do and buy. So, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Brian from way downtown. Let's go ahead and
get you some properties too, son. Shit, I've been telling you about this.
I mean, when we get married, we're going to have properties together because he's my husband.
Look, I was down. Look, I had already had this shit planned out in my head, and I got this idea actually from my uncle because he was trying to buy an apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I don't have a check to buy the apartment complex. Your aunt got a check. But me, just starting small, I was like, well, maybe I could just start off on like a duplex or like the quadplex or whatever.
Yeah.
Have those 4 tenants, pay that, and then work my way up from there.
Yeah, that's
he
really,
got 200 units that he's trying to do. I was just thinking, like I said,
start
my
small.
Budget. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's hard to find those now.
It is. And he was telling me
they are gone.
No, they're actually not. They're just not in this urban area. They're like in Macon, like he found me like 2 of them in Macon like quick. He was like, look,
I saw these a few in Macon like a couple of weeks ago.
And he was like, the family's down there, this is what they're trying to buy because they're not wanting too much house, too much this, or whatever the case may be. So I know the market where to go to look for. I just, like I said, knowing those steps and what to take. But when you were saying, you know, you got to get these properties up together.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely trying to be the property queen.
I don't even want to be the king. I just need
a few.
My granddaddy had 8 houses on his one street.
That's dope.
So me just seeing, and then I think from back in those times where they were making nothing of money, for him to do that and him just now recently starting to sell the house within like the last maybe 10, 15 years because he's old now. But just seeing that, I'm like, Papa really had the mentality to do some shit, and his ass didn't even damn finish school. And I'm like, just imagine if he knew the shit that we know or had the access. Papa, like, he got a bag, but he really could have the bag. Yeah.
That's what's
He just like
he don't even remember
the money now, right? But shout out Papa Bolton. But that's what kind of inspired me. I'm like, shit, like, even if I go to his ass, I'm like, Papa, give me a loan so I can buy some houses. Like, I'm trying to do what you did.
Yeah.
Even though I feel like he'll say, well, I worked to get my houses. That's not the point.
Hey, listen, ain't nobody giving you nothing. So
look, that's not
get
the point.
Get out the mud. Okay, Duffy?
Look, we got the kids, like, we work hard so the kids don't have to work as hard.
Yeah.
Papa, you worked hard so I won't have to work as hard. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, have a nigga hot a little bit.
So the question one of the normal questions that you said you got is how much money do you need to have in your savings?
You know what?
What do you recommend, I should say?
I would recommend at least having 3 times the monthly mortgage payment saved. So I always use myself an example. My mortgage is $1,000. So $3,000 in your savings. But no. Let me say this.
No, but I've heard that before because they want to know if you go you through a crisis
yeah,
or something,
you can have it in your reserve. Yeah. Exactly.
Do you mind saying how much your house was? Like 200?
Yeah, so 200? No. All right, so here we go. Okay. I did research on different areas of where to buy my house in. A lot of people always say, you live so far, I can't believe you would move that far. That's cool. It ain't even that far. But it was far enough for me to get a bag. And I'm getting that now. So I bought my house for $145,000. That was back, 3 years ago.
Right.
So I knew that that area was constantly going up. They have built so many homes in my area. Now I am actually able to sell my home for $190,000. So if you do the math on that, $190,000 minus whatever I owe on it right now, which is $135,000, we don't have a calculator, is what, guys?
Cool math.
Like 45, 55.
Yeah.
So that's what you get, $55,000.
No, that's not what I'm getting.
Oh, I'm about to say, oh, your
bag. I'm not about to cash out on
that. That was saying the bag ain't
hey,
the
he
word.
About to get me robbed. Listen.
You crazy as fuck. I would air y'all ass out. I think it's a game.
Yo, who managed this?
Me, definitely.
I'm not taking the whole thing out, though. I am still keeping some in there, but I'm getting enough to get this other investment property that I want.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So, investment properties, like I said, are you looking for something that's already ready to sell or something that you're going to have to fixer-upper?
Okay. So, I'm trying to go a few different routes with the investment properties. I actually wanted to do something very special and get my mother, I wanted her to get a townhouse. So that was kind of one of the first things I wanted to do, mm-hmm. and just to get her out the way. And, of course, my mother still works, so she can afford it. But I wasn't going to, you know, I was going to cap a little bit off of what she paying monthly. But, yeah,
like you
know, just, I wasn't
like you said, you're
going
to cap off me. It's
yeah,
okay.
I wasn't going to beat her in the head. So you got mom, and then there is other properties that I do want to just have. And then I want to rent out rooms. But I want to do it for people who are transitioning. So if you have somebody that's like not out of jail, but more so, let's say, what is it? Rehabilitation centers.
Yeah.
The government will pay you to house those people.
Yeah, have fun with that.
So, I mean, I got the patience for it. Because if you're giving me $1,100 to $1,200 for this one person, I got 4 bedrooms. What? How much is that?
Yeah,
a month.
I'm getting that. I was thinking about
You
want
to buy and flip?
Look, no, I was actually young thinking about this. Shout out to my homeboy Nitty.
Mm-hmm.
We was talking about flipping some money, and we was talking about around the CAU buying up the old houses mm-hmm. with the rooms and renting the rooms to the students and let the school board that give them their funds.
Oh yeah,
pay for the housing.
You definitely can do that.
So, mind you, I'm thinking like this at fucking 21. Like this is when I first had Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was like 21 years old. So I would do schooling.
Yeah.
More so than rehabilitation.
Yeah.
Cause you backslide in my house and you think you're gonna do some crazy stuff. But I'm gonna act crazy with you, and I ain't got time to be tricked out the streets. I'd rather deal with the students. Students. Yeah. If you mess up here, you know you get kicked out of school.
Yeah, that's true.
You figure it out. You won't have as much nonsense. Some parties, I can handle parties.
Mm-hmm.
Drug addicts. Yeah.
I mean, it's different ways that people can transition, you know. You have single mothers that need housing, and the government can pay for that, too. So, you know, I'm all for the single mothers, too. So, they paying my mortgage.
They got those waivers that they get, yeah.
I'm cool with that.
But that comes with it. Yeah.
Yep. And then I was also thinking, of course, purchasing, fixing it up, and flipping. That's if you want a quick check. Like, for example, I think I saw a property the other day around my way. Henry County is now on the market for like $86,000. But if I put some new floors in there, fix the bathroom up, that market is awesome. So I can sell it for $167,000. So there's my profit right there. Mm-hmm. On to the next house.
I'm telling you, I kid you not. Like, no, I love to hear about it and see mm-hmm. it. It's just, like you said, I know it take money to make money.
Yeah.
But you just got to have, I feel like you still need a team. Like, a lot of people do it by themselves, but mm-hmm. you need the support because if somebody don't see your vision and, like you said, you guys about to be husband and wife, that would be so hard. They'd be like, why are you taking equity out the house? And, God damn it.
We didn't discuss this. Like, I can't be with a person like that. No shade, babe. But it's like, you got to trust me. You got to trust my vision. And it's like, because I know this industry, I know what I'm doing. So she, I couldn't dare give it about, why are you taking the money?
She's
gonna
going to do exactly what she's going to do. Not tell me, and I figure it out, and it's already done.
Nah,
and
I wouldn't even be like that. No,
like, real talk.
No, our house, babe, I'm definitely telling you, but, you know, I own this house outright.
Yeah.
I own it now, so I didn't have to run it by him, you know, but he knows, but, you
know. I feel like, on a smaller scale, let's just say, me and Sean, say we bought a pair of Off-White Fours. Mm-hmm. We get it. We know that shoe $200. We can sell that shoe for $2,000.
Yeah.
You will be like, why would y'all go buy some shoes? Y'all would. I trust me. I done got the third degree on some shoes until I can be like,
I get it now. I get it because I've seen it.
You want to go on a cruise? Oh, cool. Go get those those Retro Fours over there. I'm gonna take them up here to Cool Kicks or something. Hey, sell for $600, and I got a round trip for us. And you be like, those shoes pay for that? You just crabbed about them when I bought those damn shoes.
Let me tell y'all why I respect what y'all do now. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Sean probably never told you this, but. He revealed to me a short time, not short time after, but he told me that one time he sold a pair of his shoes to give me a nice birthday. And that just really made me appreciate, you know, the game a little bit more. And he didn't have to do that, but it was just like, damn, he really did that.
Yo, who man's this?
My man.
Yes.
So.
I know. I remember when all this shit going down and I was like, love.
I mean, so yeah, I
do stuff for love.
That.
I done did some shit for love.
I'm going to tell you this. I just sold a pair of shoes to help me with that engagement ring.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
I sold my Union Retro 1-4 that's going for $2,500 right now for the Jamaica trip.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. My brother, he fighting and showing he prove his love, like, for real, for real. And I was... Look, you know me.
Trust me, I get beat up all the time. He's like, you fucking used to have the Union. I was like, yeah.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. I didn't know you did all that for me.
Oh, yeah, you lucky. But no, my brother, yeah, that's, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. But it's things that you do. Like, we make sacrifices for the people we love, like anything. And even if we fall short on a bill or anything. Like, we say sneakers ruin our life, but at the end of the day, they really help, too. Like, that's why I love our title so much. Because, nigga, like, you went broke, you bought those shoes. But 5 months later, you can really on your ass. You're like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That shoe I spent $160 on, I can sell it for $3. Bet. I can pay my car note with that shit. I can pay a bill. I can pay a light bill with that. And then you be like, whew, that saved me. And now I can get my check, and then I can be okay. Like, it's definitely some ups and downs. But it's like any business. That it be like that on for sure.
Oh, okay.
So I'm assuming this is after you buy the house, after you finally purchased the house?
Yeah, so I just want to talk about the process real quick. So, of course, we want you to have your credit together when you're purchasing a house.
You don't need those now?
And, no, I'm good. I don't need that.
Okay.
It's off the top of the dome. Okay. We want you to have your credit together. And I've already talked to you guys about where you should probably really have your scores at. So when you buy a house, you find you a wonderful agent like myself, okay? Especially an agent that's not just going to be about a check, but an agent that's going to help you, educate you. You also need to have a great relationship with the person that you can be honest with him or her. I'm not going to say he or she needs to be available at all hours, but at least be very responsive. Because it's almost like we need to babysit you guys. You know, it's your first big purchase, and we really need to be there for you, you know, from beginning to end.
Please.
So we find the house. I would, of course, ask you what areas you desire, how many bedrooms you want, what's the school system. There are a couple of things that we can or cannot do as agents, meaning, like, discriminate. We cannot redline. Redlining meaning, like, we cannot steer. We can't tell you which area is better. This is...
All
that
information
neighborhood,
that you
that street,
have to give us.
Exactly. Yeah. We can't do those type of things. We can find a great way without breaking the law to do it. But we can just, I think I posted something the other, a couple of weeks ago.
So y'all don't say, Clayton County is a great area because the school system is good.
Now I could say, well, you know what? Actually, my son attended Clayton County, and, you know, it was that he did this, and I felt like this was good for him. I'm doing something by speaking on personal experiences. So, yeah, I can't. Marietta is really the best. I can't say things like that. So, So, boom. So we find the house that you want, and then we, or I would put in a contract for you. And then now there's two things. You can do new construction, or you can get a house that's already standing. So let's say we do a house that's already standing. Of course, most cases, they may not accept my contract. It's called a counter offer. So if it's too low, too high, that agent will counter. And then we agree. You know, that's where the negotiations come in at. So, of course.
So you're a lawyer.
I mean, I wouldn't say all of that. But, you know, we go to school to be the agent to do this for you guys. So, of course, I negotiate closing costs, however much the purchase price is. We agree, and now we are binding, meaning meeting of the minds. We agree, this is what our purchase price is, these are our terms, this is what we're going to do to close this house. Okay, then after that, you give something called earnest money. So earnest money, most cases for my clients, is $1,000. So you give that as a good faith payment to show the seller that, hey, this is the house that I want, I'm completely interested in it, let's go. Get the ball rolling. There's something called like a due diligence period. So this period, you get an inspection done on the house, make sure this is the house that you want. You can bring in contractors, check the roof, get the carpet, whatever, plumbing, electrical, get all that done. But most of the time, the inspector will check everything for you.
I got an inspector, too. My homeboy, K.O.
A lot of people, that's good money, too. That's good money. they really do get paid, like, good money per house. They do them all day. So I think the most I've had a client to pay was, like, $350. So imagine if an inspector is doing four or five of those a day, they're getting real. Yeah.
I'm definitely going to go with, I told him whenever I was deciding to buy that, I'm going to go with him. Because I'm a big thing on trust.
Yeah.
And I know him since I was a kid. He know I got kids. He's somebody I know. He's going to make sure my house is not going to fall because I don't want no ceiling falling on my kids. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you definitely. So I want somebody
that don't just want the money, just quit to go in there and look. Oh yeah, you got four walls and a ceiling. You're good to go.
Where's my check?
I need somebody to go up under, look, like really search, get the history, know the maintenance or whatever on the house, so I can know what I'm getting myself into. Because like you said, the maintenance alone, like people are like, oh yeah, you got a house, and 3 months in your AC go out, you're like, I just bought this bitch, and now you tell me I got two AC units. Like
it's serious.
What I gotta do, like. Knows like $1,500 a pop, so you like on Instagram, y'all know any AC plugs, bro? Like you don't want to go through that, but stuff does happen, especially when you don't have a new house, like a pre-existing house. It's like buying a used car; it's got some kind
that
of history.
They're
selling
help
it for
you.
Some reason, so
I
definitely
highly
get
an
investor, inspector that you know that you trust, do your background on them, your research on them. Like I said, mine's going to be Kano because, like I said, I've known him, family friend. Whenever that day do come, whenever you sell me my house, just know he's going to be popping up right behind him.
And y'all ain't got me no drops. Like
you finna buy some Mo shoes?
Thank you. But, yeah, so after the due diligence period and we found out that the house is fine and this is the house that we want, you then go to underwriting. And that's the process where you're going to be asked for many documents, bank statements, paycheck stubs, W-2s, rental verification, all kind of verification is going on during this process. It gets a little tedious. So I always tell my clients, like, it's not going to be easy breezy, but just be patient. You know, the end result is that house, anytime you get an email, respond quickly. Anytime, whatever they need from you, just go ahead and shoot it over to them. That will get us to close.
Oh, so you shoot it to, they shoot it to the people directly, not to you.
Yeah, so after that part, I'm pretty much out of it. I still communicate with the loan officer just to make sure everything is flowing. But at that point, the loan is with the, you know, the lender.
So that's who get all the information. Okay.
Yep.
Question about people who they say get pre-approved or such and such. Like, what is that stage at? Like, is that quick?
That's the quickest process, and you can get pre-approved within, like, 10 minutes. Like, they run your credit, you tell them how much you make, and they look at your scores, and they're like, you're pre-qualified. So pre-approved and pre-qualified is almost the same thing, too. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, that can happen instantly.
So what's the difference between, like, a short sale? Like, I know a good friend of mine, when she bought her first house, She bought it on a short sale, like she was bidding with somebody, and she bought them like quick, like 48 hours.
She bought the short sale quickly. Did it close quick? Because short sales, they take a bit of a time.
Yeah, no, she bought it quick or closed quick. I don't know. She bought it. Yeah, she bought that. Man, I swear, I feel like this process took a week or two. Like, she was, that bitch was bought, and she was moving in that bitch, like, at the end of the month.
You know, that happens when a seller wants to get out the house and get out the loan, and, you know, they're willing to, like, accept a low offer for it. But if that house is, like, valued more, then that's a short sale. So, but most of the time, those take a while. I really don't recommend those.
No. I was just asking. When she did, I was like, well, damn, you got your house fast. Like, is your credit score just that perfect? Where they was like, yep, go ahead. She got it. Mm-hmm. And then I had another thing. Mine just went on a brain fart. Short sale. And then,
fuck.
You Yo, who man's this?
Hey, it's all right. Y'all might need some liquor sometimes. No. Something. Okay. But it can generally, just maybe you can think about it while I say this. Yeah. It could generally take like 30 days to close a loan, too. So if you have a house that's already standing that you're purchasing, it's about 30 days. 30 days to 45. Now, 45 days come in where if you're getting like down payment assistance. So they need more time to write the loan. New construction depends on the seller or the builder. That could take like 3 to 6 months, or even 9. How big the house is? It come with a basement.
Yeah, 9 months. Yeah. One of my partners going through that right now. Mm-hmm. 7 to 9 months, they told him.
But you know the good thing about that, because I did it myself. I bought my house. Well, I started the process. I had a 568 credit score. Right? I was like, what? She said 560. I was like, that's trash. Credit Karma told me 620. So that's why I said Credit Karma is trash. Good for telling you what accounts are on there, but the scores are not accurate. So she told me 568. And mind you, oh, I want to say this too. They take into account 3 scores, okay? So it's the average of all 3 scores with all 3 credit bureaus, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. So then there's something called a mortgage score. So you got different scores for everything. Okay, so that was probably like in June when she ran my credit. I went and picked out the lot that I wanted. I had July, August, September, October, November, December. 6 months to build my credit, y'all. So that was like a plus for me because at closing I was like a 650. So, yeah, I was still able to get me a good interest rate. I was able to save probably about $5,000 more too, you know?
Look at that. A band of money.
No, I saved from No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, somebody's I saved for money to go to closing with. And my down payment. My down payment, y'all, was 3.5%. So that was about $5,000 alone. And my seller did contribute closing costs. The seller, he contributed closing costs to it.
So military.
Yeah. VA.
VA loan. Mm-hmm. Just going to that, like, what credit score are you qualified to get that? Uh-oh, work.
Oh, somebody got to go sleep.
No, that's work.
That's work.
So, 640.
Yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm. VA, I think I was actually working with somebody that had VA, but she was a struggle with her trying to get her husband to do the application. But nevertheless, 640 credit score, and you guys generally just pay a funding fee. You don't have a down payment. So zero down payment.
What's the funding fee? It depends with the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. It's the percentage of the loan.
So $400,000 house. What do you think?
Are we getting a $400,000 house?
That's not the question. Right? He just asked you a question. How much this man got to say? Because I feel like you're going to be selling some more shoes. I'm going to have to go out here and on the corner.
No, it's not much at all. But we don't have to say, we're good. Trust me. If I'm the agent and I'm buying us the house, we're going to have a great deal.
Can you do that?
Yeah. I can sell my own home. I mean, I can purchase my own house and be an agent. Drop. Give me a drop.
You finna buy some more shoes?
I'm about to buy another house.
Hey, I was saying, I'm like,
Is that like not like conflict of interest and all that?
No, absolutely not.
So you're capping my off the yes. house you buying.
Yes, my broker will allow me.
Are you
me
sure?
To,
I do not want to incriminate
no,
you.
No, absolutely not. I can.
And
I
the
rule will
make
it
in that, baby
purchase.
Girl. On chapter 16, verse 2.
No, I can. I definitely can buy my house.
Okay.
And cool. get a profit off of it.
That's yep. dope.
Mm-hmm.
Way to keep the
I
money.
I may not get the full 3%, cause it's, okay. but it would probably like 2%.
Okay, that sounds too good to be true. But
on
hey.
A $400,000 house, that's still a bag. Okay.
See, no more. So let's get to the shits.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you didn't say how much. Like, I mean, I wanted. Oh, God, good job. Based on the
you
price
thought
of
about
the house,
it.
You just said that. Based on the price of the house, how much does the mortgage be? Like, say, like,
all right, cool.
$200,000 a house. How much? $300,000. Like, how much your mortgage be?
Now that's something I can give you a you know a exact
ballpark.
Number.
I'm about to give me a ballpark.
You know, okay. So right now I have clients that are closing on a house that's 288. They're looking at about 1800 a month.
Oh, how much?
288.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 1800 a month for what? For how much?
288.
It's close to a $300,000 house.
You said what? How much?
288.
She said 288,000.
1800 a month.
Then.
A $300,000 house?
But get this, it depends on the interest rate.
Much,
it depends on the and see, oh, your yeah, mom yeah. also purchased a couple of years ago, too.
Yeah.
So it's everybody's credit profile and loan yeah, is
different.
Totally different.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know? Depends you. On your interest rate, how much the house is, and you know, you could also move to a specific area that have really high taxes that could make your mortgage
Atlanta.
Payment higher.
Atlanta
yes. Union City has two taxes. It's like stuff like that that I feel that realtors should also educate their clients on, too.
So what area do you recommend I spy?
Don't go there with me.
No, what area do you recommend?
No,
what
no,
area
no.
do I want to live in?
Okay. You can recommend me. What area do you recommend?
No, you're incriminating her. She can't say that.
Even if I asked your opinion?
I mean,
yes.
If you want my opinion on the area.
Who have the lowest taxes? Can I ask
good
that?
Good question.
Look, it's always a great area. We can reach around this motherfucker somehow.
Clayton?
Yeah, Clayton got pretty low taxes,
Clayton?
Which is trash, though.
Clayton?
But nobody wants to move there. That's probably why they need people there. You know, low taxes to get people in. I'm just kidding, but but no.
Choke that kid. You move to Clayton County, you guys.
Yeah.
No.
It's beautiful.
Man, yeah.
All right, let's get to the shits. Okay?
Yeah. What is the shits? Because we've been trying to get there for the longest.
Yeah. Go ahead and vent.
About?
What you were venting like 3 days ago about what you should not do. All right, I'll get to the shits for.
Wait,
okay, check this out now. Check this out. All
what
right.
What is it?
If Jeff is speaking to Miss Ivory Mayanna, right?
Ty is calling my phone.
You hungry? So, if Jeff is talking to Miss Ivory Mayanna about buying a house, right?
Yep.
And he's full engaged, this is that. Miss Ivory Mayanna tells him, hey, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, when you have that commitment, right, and you, Miss Ivory thinks you have her trust or whatnot, she thinks you're going to buy a house from her or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do not, I repeat, do not go to some other realtor because you think they're high profile. They all in the video.
Dancing.
they got the verified. It doesn't matter. If you see them on Love & Hip Hop, so what? So what? She can do the same thing that young lady can do. It doesn't. The followers and shit, it does not matter. And I'm pretty
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, no, that's true. If anybody was gonna sell my house, it's three of y'all that I talked to. It's you, it's this girl named Brianna that I went to school with. Actually went to senior prom with her. And it's a close friend of mine named Lene. And it's only because I've talked to all you guys. Like, I think all you guys got y'all license around the same time, so it was kind of crazy.
Really?
Oh, and
communication
Jamie.
Is key.
Yeah.
Well,
so, yeah, it's for y'all that.
I can vent, though. I'm ready for that.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, cool. So, hey, I have to say this because, I mean, it just made me feel a certain way when this happened to me a couple of times. So,
I have to make sure that I'm on my live because, you know, some people on Instagram have done this to me. So.
You're going to get aired out verbally.
I'm about to air y'all ass out completely. Kind of. Can you go outside? Please. He's like, really. So.
You want to go to car jail?
I want to speak to the people who reach out to realtors and, you know, you dig and ask us many, many questions, a million questions. And we're here for you, for
sure.
Just
to go sign with somebody else.
Yeah, just to go look on somebody else's Instagram and be like, oh, well, maybe I'm going to work with her. Like, okay. And I understand that you haven't committed to anyone. In most cases, that is how it is. And I can't, it's kind of like got to, it go both ways because I am all for you realtor shopping. I guess that's how we can put it, you know, or kind of figure out what's the best realtor for you. But don't have me out here showing you houses and then you go with somebody else, you know. Yeah, so trash. I've done that twice and then people have actually went with somebody else. And, you know, I had the thoughts of unfollowing them, blocking them. You know, I was very emotional because there was no real, for me, there was no real reason why you did that. It's like, because it makes me second guess, like, what did I do? Or what happened? How we go
not
left?
Not say something. Like,
yeah,
because I feel like everything is a communication.
Man, what? And especially, like, you know me.
You so, right. I might say, it could be like a sister thing. You'd be like, look, my sister just got her license.
Yeah.
I'm going to let my family do it. I appreciate you. Then, of course, you'd be like, that's your sister. Okay,
hey,
sister
hold that eat. Thought. He wants an Uber.
It's a hard no. So, yeah. y'all are listening. My son is trying to go over his friend's house, and I'm not paying for no Uber from Locust Grove to wherever that little boy is. No.
Hard no.
If serious, like he really needs a good job. So, anyways, yes, I've had people to like really, and it's just like an ultimate betrayal to me because it's like you didn't even have to do that. And honestly, if I fell in some area or department, you could have just like shot me a text or hit me in my DM like, hey, Ivory, you know, I did ask you about this, but, you know, this person said that they could do this for. And you never know who I know that can get you that same deal or anything like that. So don't write me off when I'm actually, you know me. And it's like you're going to go to a stranger. Those be the worst things. Like, you don't even know this person. Yeah, somebody I went to school with. You know, I started with her. She was in my DM for almost a year. She started April last year. She closed with a well-known realtor. Don't even know this lady. Don't know her. Not the same class or anything. She's much older. It's like that's how I knew she did it for clout. But that's cool because I'm going to get my followers up. Okay? I'm 5,000 and something.
They say these blue checks matter. Damn. Even in
the real shit. Hey, blue checks do matter, I guess.
Do you think, like, she did something that, that you couldn't do? Like, do you honestly believe that? Were you thinking like that?
I mean, if anything, because I'm a person that feels like I'm not always right. I don't always know more than the next person. If anything, it's experience. And I'm cool with that. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you want to go with somebody that's, like, a vet in the game, that's cool. But hit me and let me know, hey, Ivory, you know, I appreciate what you're doing with me. I was going to work with you. But she just, like, you know, she's been doing this for a while. We are human. We are people. And I would have definitely respected that more than seeing you with your congratulations sign in front of your fucking house. Excuse me. Y'all got some type of blurb.
Nah, none of that shit. Fire off of that.
Bitch. I'm sorry. I ain't mean to say that, y'all. But I have to keep it real. Like, that was one thing that I feel like the whole dog-eat-dog industry, that's the part of this industry that I don't like. Oh, other than that, I'm patient. You know, everybody, you know, I do have to babysit my clients, but y'all can call me, y'all can text me, I'm available. No question is a stupid question to me because I've been there before, you know, I've been on the other side. So I totally respect all your needs.
Okay.
Y'all have any more questions?
So with all the information that you have given us,
yep.
Do you think you covered everything? Is there anything else we need to cover? Just like the basics, not like the deep
mm-hmm.
stuff. Do you think
when you want to buy a house, I'll just sum it up. When you want to buy a house, just understand that, you know, it's not all glitz and glamour. There is a lot of things that you're going to have to do to obtain this asset. And like I said, the main thing is to make sure that you're ready. So also, I always tell people that you don't want to be house broke. And I'm going to break this down real quick. So you could be pre-qualified for a house that is, well,
You can pre-be
600,000, but if you can't afford it, stay at 300,000.
Exactly. Yeah. So your income could very well warrant you for a 600,000 pre-qualification, but you got to understand if you use all of that 600,000, your mortgage payment is going to be like 4,000 a month, you know? So that's something that a realtor also should educate their clients on as well. So just being ready and saving, because when you do go into a house, you are footing a large bill at closing. You know, you got the down payment, the closing costs, depending on however much the house is, that could be a good bit of change. And then when you go into the house, you have to furnish it. So save not only for down payment and closing costs, save to furnish your house too. And don't buy your house and a car on the first night or day. Some people have done that.
I'm going to tell you what. Look, I got an answer for that.
Yeah.
I've heard people that if they do that, mm-hmm. buy that car and buy that house that same day.
Go ahead.
It's because they don't want that house to hit.
Their credit.
Or that car to hit. So, because you know, if you get approved for that car, if you go buy a house, it's like, no, you just bought a major purchase or vice versa.
All right. That's something that I did want to do. I did want to buy my house, and there was this 428 Grand Coupe. It was black that I had saw around the time I wanted to buy my house. But I did not know how much I was going to be paying. I didn't know my monthly expenses. Mm-hmm. So it was only fair to myself to know how much I was about to be paying for the next couple of months and then know how much comfortably I can pay for this new car. So that's what I did. So 6 months later, I bought my brand new blue ivory Grand Coupe. But you got to know. I mean, that's why I don't say do, because you don't know what your expenses are going to be, you know?
One last question. I mean, this is pretty much, I guess, a suggestion you could. Ground up or already built?
I love new construction. It's much easier.
Is it because you have hands-on and picking, like, your floor plan?
Yeah,
and how you want
you're the first person in there. You're picking out everything from the brick, the color of the walls, the type of flooring, the granite countertops, the cabinets, colors, the fixtures. Like, this is the house that is like you made it. You know, you didn't build it, but you created it into your own and your liking. But, yeah, I definitely say new construction. And also, you get a lot of incentives. When you go new construction, the seller gives you closing costs. You can go into the house. They give you brand new appliances, stainless steel appliances. I always negotiate new blinds and a garage opener. Like, yeah, you get just a lot of stuff that you don't have to pay out of pocket.
I also heard when you do the new constructions, if you get approved through their loaners, they love you for that.
Yeah, every builder works with different lenders. Mm-hmm. They have a relationship. So whatever it is, they want you with their lender.
Yeah.
And if you go with that lender, they then give you all of those incentives. So, but there's been times where, you know, if you already been pre-qualified, you got your own bank in, you have to get denied with everybody. Then it's your people. But, you know, in some cases, they may not give you all those incentives, but you get the house.
Gotcha. Any questions, my brother?
All right, so you guys are pretty much all summed up on purchasing the house, right?
Yeah, and if I need anything else, I'll just shoot you a good old text.
I'm your girl.
What's your, go ahead.
We would like to thank you for coming through. Please let the people know how they can reach out to you, give you your contact information.
My goals, 135.
Oh.
You're
trash. So Duffy has this thing. I'm gonna take over Sneakers Ruin My Life.
Yeah, right.
So Duffy
has this thing. She done quit on us 5 times, y'all. Don't let her fool y'all.
She used to be production, but
we got to renegotiate these contracts.
I used to be a producer, but, you know, they wasn't paying me.
It's all right. So. We got Chaz now.
But he just sitting over there in the corner. So let's have at it.
You've seen his work, young lady.
I'm just kidding. You A1 with it. I'm going to go ahead and take over. So Duffy asks people, what are their goals for the next 1 year goal, three-year goals, and 5 year. 1 year is to be in my home, meaning my dream home, next year sometime. And probably by summer. I also plan on having that investment property within the next couple of months. So we'll say within a year. I plan on marrying my fiance, I guess, next year or whatever.
I can't wait to take him out to country.
Bachelor party?
3 years. Oh my God. At this point, I want to be a mega realtor. Like, everybody knows my name. Oh, you work with Ari Mayana? Yes, my girl. You better work with Ari Mayana. Ari Mayana everywhere. Okay?
Don't forget about the
billboard
small
shouting. Huh?
Don't forget about the small
Oh,
people.
I'm definitely, anybody that's family or my friend, I'm definitely not going to forget about y'all. And, of course, I want more just houses. I don't know how many I can get, but however many I can obtain. Me and my husband then, we going to be a force to be reckoned with by then.
Yes.
And then my fifth year, we don't know where we're going to be as far as, like, they want a baby. So, I don't know, but.
Fucking excited.
We don't know. I mean, you know, I'm going to let God. No, I'm going to give it to God.
Age,
like, I'm going to give it to God.
5 more years, no one wants to have a child. Next 5 years.
So we'll be just some.
3 and a half.
We'll be empty nesters then. So.
It's like y'all can have Jace dropping his ass off.
We will have our God baby, right?
We'll have cool. Jace tomorrow, by the way.
Mm. Oh, yeah, y'all do.
Kristen,
y'all.
He's better.
I have my promo video.
No, that's Sunday. Don't try to do
that. Oh, tomorrow is that. See, that's on SoundCloud. I don't even know what today is, y'all.
Yo, who man's
ain't no running away from this.
I'm busy. Okay. What? Okay. But yeah, all right. So those are pretty much my goals. I just want to be successful, you know?
Hey,
I want to be able to wake up and just not even look at my account, just go. Wherever it is I want to go, whatever I want to buy for me and my family, that is most definitely my goal. My account's sitting on Swole, period. You know?
She's a rapper too, in case y'all didn't know.
Oh,
no, they can don't get do it.
Hey, it's your girl. I wasn't going to rap, but I can.
But yeah, now, let the folks know how they can reach you.
You guys can reach me on Instagram, Ivory_Mayana, and it's spelled Ivorie_Mayana, your favorite realtor. You guys can email me. The Ivory Group, that is my business. I didn't even talk about my business. Hold up, it's y'all. What? So my real estate business, or company rather, is The Ivory Group Professional Real Estate Services. Blue, what my drop at? Give me my drop.
You finna buy some more shoes?
What? You finna buy another house?
You finna buy another
house? You finna buy some more shoes?
So, yeah, you guys, you can email me, theivorygroup@yahoo.com, or you can slide in my DM.
All right, and that's where it is. Thank you for coming through.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, love.
We definitely appreciate the education. Uh-huh. Again, guys, if you have any questions, if you need to reach out to her, you can reach out to her fiance. He can definitely link you up.
None of that weirdo shit either. Like,
no, I'm just saying, just
ask
in case,
about
if
the house.
Us, they can link
and
up.
Shit else popping. Go ahead.
I wasn't talking about that shit. I'm just saying, if you're following us and you need a house.
Yes.
Ask us about it. We can
ask
link you up with
her. About the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, Champy.
Yeah.
You finna buy some motion?
And we out.
And we out. I forgot my song. Let go.
Y'all ain't do my song. What's
I
my
feel
song?
The master. I feel
we
the
master. We ready.
Come on. We ready by the house.
Y'all ready. Y'all can't hear what I hear.
You must have gone back. The strongest part, you was blessed. And I'ma take him out the game, y'all. It ain't no thing, y'all. You want a buck, I rip you up like a chainsaw. The game's wrong, boy, please believe it. Keep your Bible with you, cause you won't be needing Jesus. Beating for chart, topping hits. And RG ain't gon' stop dropping shit. I'ma make $1 million, then stand